everybody. Welcome to Wieners and Such, the Game of Thrones podcast discussion group. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden, here with a cavalcade of random people from More Like Radio, here to discuss everything Game of Thrones. Royce Lopez is here.
He walked away already.
He got up and walked away already because he obviously is that excited about doing the show. He couldn't contain himself. He had to go take a shit. Marie Lopez was the voice you just heard.
I'm here.
We have Ramcat Jackson.
Howdy.
Is Sean there still?
Oh, I'm here. Get used
we
to
got
it.
Johnny Cakes Sanzari.
It's you know nothing, Jon Snow Sanzari.
I apologize. That's his actual title.
So say it again.
You know nothing, Johnny Cakes Snow Sanzari.
Shing, 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 Block Perry.
Nailed it.
Instead of lasers, because there's no lasers. Spot in on.
Is Buttercup there?
I am.
So now, like, are you Ramcat Buttercup? This is for you guys' first time on the show. By the way, for people who don't know who they are, or just listen to Hippo Juice, you know who they are. But are you guys avid watchers? Apparently,
yes, absolutely.
Yes, positively, good. Yes.
Nice. I actually got into the whole thing late. Because I think it was like you guys were doing the show, I think the first, season and a half before I actually jumped on board. And it took me about, I want to say, a month to catch up on four seasons. That's how.
Wow.
That's how quick I got into it. Like, I was just like, oh, why haven't I been watching this? It was perfect.
She's read the books. I have not. I just really like the show. It's well made. I like Breaking Bad and all those, you know, really intense dramatic shows, so yeah.
Now I've heard that apparently the show, or at least yeah, the show is better than the books almost, because apparently the books meander a lot. Am I wrong with that, Buttercup?
You are not incorrect. Definitely a whole lot more character development.
Yeah, so. But you want that in a book.
Yeah. Really? Well, I usually want pictures.
Can't.
Not everything's going to be National Geographic, Marie.
I can't even.
Well, it is if it's Game of Thrones.
Well, the only reason why that, like, you know, the last couple of weeks you've basically heard Royce and I introing the shows because stupid Dennis
is stupid.
He can't figure his stuff out. But anyways, yeah, listen to Wieners and Such here on morelikeradio.com. Remember that. And then just check out all the other shows if you happen to be a first-time listener to this particular podcast, or if you happen to be live on morelikeradio.com/live. A lot of stuff to cover in this last week, you guys. First of all, how old? I'm assuming that the new king is 15 and girl with crooked mouth is like 25, right?
Thank you for addressing her as such.
Who? Can
Marjorie,
right,
is about 25, I think, right?
Super hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so.
No, I don't.
And
think
the king
old.
Is supposed to be like 15.
Younger?
Maybe.
Tommen is.
Maybe.
Tommen's pushing. Tommen's pushing 13.
Yeah.
I would say probably 12.
Oh, I thought he was 14.
No, but he's tiny.
Okay, so at least we can say she's double his age, roughly.
Yes.
Right.
Just not double in dick size.
So
apparently he comes really quick, too.
No, he did hurt her. I mean, that's why he was asking.
I didn't hurt you.
Yes. I swear that I thought that I hurt you. You were screaming a lot.
Dude, Marjorie's so hot.
Oh, no, she's just humoring him. Aw.
How could Talman not come fast fucking Marjorie? She's hot.
Yeah,
she is pretty.
I don't
hot.
Care how crooked you say her mouth is. She's hot.
She's so hot.
I don't. Yeah. I don't say it's a turn off. I just like point it out, and like no one really acknowledges.
She has
it.
A sly smile,
and it's ruining actually, this.
I take that back. In this episode, they actually did mention that. They did comment about it.
They did.
They did.
They?
What did they say? I don't remember.
Were her boobs in the shot when they mentioned it? Because then I wasn't paying attention.
No, Cersei was talking about it because she's jealous that
smirking whore from Highgarden.
That's right. Oh,
yep.
By the way, the first time you actually see Margaery being really cunty towards Cersei, I mean, up until this point, like, you know, Cersei has always had her reservations towards Margaery, but this one, like, in front of her friends, she's like straight up insulting him, going, by the way, I got really exhausted from fucking your son last night. Like, it was.
We were fucking so long and so hard.
Well, in all fairness, the last that like when she actually moved into Westeros, Cersei was not being very like inviting at all. So, you know, like taste of her own goddamn medicine.
Oh, yeah. She's totally killing Cersei with kindness. She's just putting on a big old smile and telling Cersei how much she's fucking her son.
She was up until this point, though. Like, up until this point, like, if you remember the whole conversation between the two, she was being really cunty in that moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was rubbing it in her face about the title. She was saying, should I call you Queen Mother or just old bitch? Like, well, how do you want me to refer you?
Well, yeah, she's in. Yeah, that's exactly the point. She's got a kid coming, so then, you know, phrasing, I'm sorry. So there would be additional ammunition that she would have. She's basically oustering Cersei during this whole thing. So
yeah, and the whole your mother. You know, she's just not gonna get her eyes off of you. Like, just planting seeds.
Oh,
get
yeah,
your mother out of here.
She really likes Casterly Rock, right? She needs to go over there. I thought she liked Casterly.
That's her
Rock.
Home. She grew up there. She loves it there. Send that bitch out of here.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, like you saw her kind of being a little like manipulative. This one was like she was just straight up being a cunt. It was
like
awesome.
That was fucking Mean Girls level shit right there.
Yeah.
So good. The look on Cersei's face when she walks away, like that fucking hole.
It's like, oh,
stop trying to make Westeros a thing. It will never be a thing.
Yep.
He's like, but aren't you unhappy here, Mom? Shouldn't you go home? Shouldn't you leave here forever and ever? Mom, don't you hate it here, Mom?
Isn't it terrible here, Mom?
Mom, isn't it so awful here?
It smells like horseshit, Mom. You said that it smells like horseshit. Why don't you move away from the place that smells like horseshit?
Yeah, like, Mom, get out of my room. Come on. Just, like, leave the door closed just once. Please, please, please.
I have a feeling that Marjorie's going to be my new favorite, you know, evil character in the future.
I wouldn't even say she's evil.
Yeah.
She will become one. That's my point. Like, you kind of like see the evolution of her becoming a Cersei. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Maybe.
But, I mean, don't they have enough evil characters with, what the hell's her name? With the dragons. Can't remember. Khaleesi. Is she becoming a sort of evil character?
No, she's not. Khaleesi's not evil.
Nah,
I think she's conflicted.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why the Dinkles is going to be in there, you know.
The Dinkles.
Helping her out, you know, to, you know, because she obviously doesn't know how to be a good king or a strong or king, sorry,
queen.
A good queen or a strong queen. And that's the reason why I think this whole storyline with the Dinkles coming in is going to, you know, help.
Well,
in all fairness, too, Marjorie's related to the person that actually murdered the last king. So, you know, and all the better for it. But at the same time, she is related to somebody that would do stop
Marjorie or Daenerys?
Oh, Marjorie.
Oh.
Elena Tyrell, because she murdered, you know, asshole.
Oh, I see. I thought you were referring to
Marjorie did?
Joffrey?
No, Elena. Elena with Littlefinger, like, got it all. Or, like, that boy really needs some rest. He needs to be put to rest.
Now, John, we mentioned Jon Snow was straight up just killed.
Oh, yeah.
The Night's Watch.
Dude, how great was he in this episode?
Dude, he was like, you are going to do this or I'm going to chop your head off. Because I'm the boss now, and you have
to
listen to
me. Chops his fucking head off.
I actually thought that he was going to show mercy, but he was like, nah, fuck this shit. Woof.
I didn't think so. Yeah, I thought he was gonna, just like his dad.
Said something. Yeah, yeah. He's taking after his dad. And also, like, you know, that guy showed weakness. He was kind of thinking about it.
Crying
he was
like,
no.
Like a bitch.
Like nope. A little bitch.
No good to me.
Yeah, he was letting his fucking lips talk. He's like, oh, you can pick up your... I don't want to go there.
Have
like,
somebody else do it.
Yeah, like we all know that, or at least in my head, that if he would have just taken Jon's orders, gone there, done his shit, he would have been living like a fucking ball-ass king with Jon Snow at his back. But no, he had to open up his mouth, be a fucking dick, fucking, and like, didn't think that Jon was going to do anything, and he fucking, he was like, oh, it was like the alpha male shit. Whenever you go to a bar and you got the fucking skinny-ass fucking piece of shit, like, giving you crap, and then, like, you actually call him out on it. He's like, oh, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. I'm afraid. Like, okay.
And then you cut his head off.
There goes your neck.
And then you cut his head off.
And then you cut his head off.
Right. Yep. Right there in the parking lot.
Right there in the streets.
But the people who live on the wall should be the toughest motherfuckers ever anyway, because there's some serious shit on the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
They've seen some shit.
What the fuck is going to happen?
And Snow knows that. So he knows, he's like, I can't even show an inkling of weakness when I say something, and I give him two outs by going, that wasn't a suggestion, that was a command. Are you disobeying my command? Like, that was two different separate times he could have said, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I spoke out of line. I'll go to wherever you say me to go. And he didn't.
And then they kept on panning to the other guy with the lightly blonde beard. And it was like, all right. So I wonder if he's going to have something to say next or if he's going to try to, like, test his, I don't know, his dick size.
He won't, because that was, now he kind of saw that as a, like a will of power, kind of like, look, are you going to be a strong dude or not? And you kind of like saw him, you know, like when everybody, he said, grab him. And like he stood there for like a brief second to like stop the guy and was like, no, no. I'm going to let this guy, yep, you know, test his will and see if he is going to be a strong fucker. And it, sure enough, he was.
He was the old dude in the back, just like silently applauding, like with a golf clap, like, well done, Jon Snow.
Now,
well,
is Jon Snow going to take over the Wildling army?
I feel like he probably will there. Recruit all them to be part of the wall. That's my prediction.
Well, remember Stannis came with that message.
Stannis Baratheon.
Stannis came with the message that said that they will only follow one king in the north, and his name is Stark.
Yes.
So they're...
The Stark name that that's the thing. Do you think... Is Snow going to get that Stark name back anyway? I mean, I know you guys are one episode ahead, and let's have the next episode, but... I think that what's his face is going to give him the Stark name anyway.
Speaking of Stannis, this guy is trying to offer Jon Snow like opportunity number 1, 2, and 3 on a plate, and he still turns him down. Like, yep. Stannis must be thinking to himself, like, why doesn't anybody like me?
Exactly.
No one likes
it. Is true. He's like,
my brother, my queer brother thinks I suck.
Like, nobody wants to kill him with me
with my pussy, yeah, witch
red
baby.
Woman.
Like, well, I mean, look what Stannis has been doing. Like he's really, he's trying his hardest to manipulate John because he knows what a great asset John can be, but he still wants to fucking like, no, it's mine. Fuck your shit. And it's like, no, here, do this and I won't betray you. Of course I fucking will betray you. Fuck. He's not letting me do this shit. I got to actually do more work than what I normally do. God damn it.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I'm a king and I offer him things and he doesn't take it. What's up with
and
that?
That goddamn Wildling army was like fucking thousands and thousands. And how big is the wall that's just holding up thousands and thousands of them?
And they were able to breach that.
Yeah.
Do you think Baratheon is going to go to the Red Witch and be like, look, I tried with John. Maybe you can try to do it. You think she's going to try to tempt him into doing it as well?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to work on him.
Nah, he's got too much pride for that. Like, she kind of works in the shadows behind him. Like, when it comes to, like, matters of, like, things out in the open where people can actually see him doing his thing, I don't think he would allow her to do that. But...
So at the wall, they need to make a glory hole.
Yes.
But a big one for giant cocks.
Speaking of Starks...
Sansa.
So... The old eldest daughter, who used to be redheaded, is now dark hair. What's her name again?
Yeah, now she's hottie.
Lady Sansa.
She's a hottie
Lady
now.
Sansa.
She went gothic.
I want to bang her so bad. But no, she apparently, I guess,
with your little finger,
psychopath cut dicks off a guy's guy.
What?
Ramsay.
Oh yeah,
Ramsay. She used to marry Gordon Ramsay.
She's got the worst luck with men, right?
She really does.
She gets betrothed to the worst people.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's my prediction. Ever Joffrey.
She falls in love with this dude and his psychopathic ways. I don't know why.
You
I just
think she's
like
gonna go
gonna
crazy?
Mm-hmm.
She can't go crazy.
She must. She
I
must
feel
have,
like she will.
She could.
She would have the saddest Facebook feed. Sansa's Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Feeling betrothed.
My husband tried to kill me again today.
Yeah. Third time this week.
And what do you think about Greyjoy? Do you think he's just gonna snap like a rabid dog and just start they created a monster and they're not gonna be able to control it.
I hope they kill that character. I've always hated that character.
Oh, and you saw the little sneak peek they gave of the mountain moving a little bit or being in pain in the underneath the doctor's thing.
Right. Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's gonna be Frankenstein's monster. No one's gonna be able. He's gonna be a lot stronger than what he was before, and he's gonna be a complete just fucking shell of a man.
Here's the question. How does that fit into any of the storylines? Like, where would that put in?
Well, he'll come back at some point later as some sort of powerful fucking dude.
Obviously, but like, I'm talking about like, at what intersection? Like, does Sansa have one of those dumb fights where she has to kill somebody in an arena, or does he send him out as like just some kind of a psychopathic murderer?
Well, the question is, who's he loyal to? Because the one...
Who's
the mountain?
Mountain.
Well, if he's getting
leadership's changed a lot, I don't know who.
But
he would
if he's getting body parts from other people, maybe he changes allegiance once he wakes up. You don't know. He might not remember shit.
That's true.
Maybe he becomes a Terminator.
Well, they obviously had a reason to show him still being alive in this last episode. So.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're going to bring up later. I'm sure. He's going to come up. And where's fucking Jon Snow's wolf? Like, that motherfucker only comes out once a
season. Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while.
The fuck are the wolves?
He comes out every once in a while. But, I mean, if Arya is going through the whole, like, I'm going to become some sort of magical wizard ninja person,
yeah.
Is she going to even go after the mountain anymore? Or she's going to give it up for some sort of weird religious thing?
Oh, yeah, and
thing?
She fucking hit her sword. When she became a faceless person, you posted that picture.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she wants her to have her little needle sword back. I don't understand why they don't have to be slapping her.
I don't get what she's going through, but I'm very interested in what she's going
Puberty.
Through.
It seems to me, and the best way I could describe it is like a medieval ninja group.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like
Assassin's Creed.
Eventually, when you get to present day, those people were the ones that invented Tai Chi. Like, that, like that's right. The way I kind of think of them.
She just walks the earth.
Yeah, like Kung Fu.
Like, they just want to be one with the earth. They probably worship, like, Buddhism type of thing.
They're called
I think Assassin's Creed was probably the best way to describe it. Like, think about it. Like, she just said, she gave him five names when she first met him, and they were all dead, like, immediately.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
That is true.
And how beautiful is that guy?
Oh, God.
Yeah, right? He's a good-looking dude.
Which guy?
Jack and
the shape-shifting dude.
The shapeshifter?
A man.
With no name?
A man.
His eyes are dreamy.
They really are.
That white streak in his hair.
Oh, I like his hair color.
Get a little hard.
I like his black man mask.
Yeah, that's he's really he looks this fucking Majora's mask that he switches onto all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I wonder if Arya gonna be able to like change faces?
I would assume she's gonna learn how. I think that had that because if you notice in the scenes where they show her in there and. Mm-hmm. Like, he's telling her, you have to learn to be no one. They keep carrying dead bodies through in the scenes. Like,
what the fuck was
I'm trying
that?
To figure out what is up with the dead bodies. Like, are they snatching the faces off of dead bodies and then, like, rolling them over their faces?
Yeah, that blonde impossible girl style?
Or do they die and become immortal? Like, some crazy afterlife
I think that blonde girl's going to die by Arya because she's a cunt.
Yeah, or can they do, nice. Can they do, like, this body morph thing where they kind of, like... meld into somebody and take their life force to become them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You have no idea
what it is. No, what it probably is. They're washing the bodies. They keep them moist so they can cut like their faces and other body parts off to like use that as a disguise.
No, because in the other seasons, they showed him change to a different person right before your eyes, and it wasn't him putting a face mask on.
Really? What part? I forget that
scene. When he first gave him the coin, remember? And he had her kill people right before he left. He changed his face to a different person and walked away.
I mean, I'm going to guess that there might have been some sort of ritual where they take people's life forces or something.
That's what I was going to mention, because aren't they worshiping the faceless god and it's part of the seven gods? And so like all of that is supposed to be correlated to, you know, kind of what Dutch and Sean are describing is that they'll be able to morph into somebody else just on the fly.
Right.
Question is, how and when is she going to use this badassery to get her vengeance? Oh,
I think that's what's going to be dragged out for the next couple of seasons is like, you know, as a side story, her going through that whole transformation.
Arya is totally going through a Kill Bill.
Montage her.
What I've been getting from these episodes with her being there is that I think he keeps harping on the fact that he is no one.
Yeah.
And that she has to learn how to become no one.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the whole point. That's what he's saying to her. It's like, give up on what you've known and met before and everyone else and just be nothing. Be nothingness.
Yeah, let go of Arya Stark. Ugh.
And I don't know. I just, like I said, I hope they don't drag it out too far because, you know, we have to wait a whole season without seeing what fucking Bran's doing, so.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, they're just, that's a whole thing. It's like a cliffhanger. Like, they're probably going to keep the White Walkers at bay right now, get these other ones developed, and then when you go back to everybody's like, oh, yeah, the fucking thing that's going to kill everything. Let's go back to that storyline.
I'm
going to
say Winter's been coming for 5 years now.
Right. When Winter finally comes, that'll be a huge storyline.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Yeah, if it ever gets here.
Do you guys remember that one scene that happened in episode 3? With that priest that got caught in the brothel and they walked him out and then he got so
and he's still,
fired.
And he's still here. He hasn't fucking gotten killed yet. Kilt.
Kilt.
Well, they threw him in the red prisons or
Yeah, he got super fired. And then and
super fired.
He got super fired.
No, he got thrown in jail.
Yeah.
I guess that's super fire.
And there was that other dude.
Yeah, and then they just found like some soup kitchen guy, and Cersei goes over to him and is like, hey, you want to be like head priest or something?
Yeah, what was that all about? Like, they had this whole storyline of, like, these Puritan type of religious guys.
Sparrows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sparrows. That's what it is. So, yeah, they're just developing this whole other storyline that I don't really understand where that's going to go.
Yeah.
And to be 100% honest, I don't, I'm not interested.
Lots of cult stuff happening now.
Like, yeah.
You know? And Ramcat was saying how he kind of liked that. Like, they get the Sons of the Harpy, the House of Black and White, the Sparrows. It's a lot of new stuff.
Super dark.
Who's this actor, by the way? I was saying the other day, because I know this guy from other things.
I've seen him in stuff. I can't fucking wrap up my phone.
I was thinking that too!
Right? Like, okay, what else has this guy been in?
Jonathan Pryce, who's the bad guy in Tomorrow Never Dies, that crappy Bond movie.
Okay.
He was in Ronin as well. He was the Irish guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Fucking Ronin.
Ronin. Okay. What else? Hold on. What's his name?
Oh, a bunch of
Jonathan
stuff.
Jonathan Pryce. P-R-Y-C-E?
Google will fix it. Yeah, it's with a Y. Jonathan Pryce, IMDb. Let's see.
Because when I saw him, I was like, holy shit, I know this guy. Holy fuck, he's in Game of Thrones.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Everything. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
He was Elizabeth Swann's dad.
Yes.
That's right.
Daddy. He's a sparrow now.
Oh, yeah, Joe, Rise of Cobra, that awesome Oscar-winning movie.
G.I. Joe, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
That's right. He was like the president that turned Cobra from like, the first
Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Jumping Jack Flash.
That's my third favorite Whoopi Goldberg movie.
So what is the sparrow guy got to do?
Like, fucking asshole.
What's he got to do around here?
My first two are Eddie and Ghost. Come on.
Of course. Thank you.
There's one movie that that we all know him from. You know, I can't. It's not.
You don't have to get all angry about it.
I'm mad now.
No, because it's bugging me, too.
It's that one movie that we all know. And we're like, oh, okay, that's the where we know him from.
Oh, the movie.
Versus Millions.
What is it?
He wasn't in Brewster's Millions.
I know, I'm taking the piss.
So, can we go back to Ramsay and Sansa for a little bit? Because I think there's, I mean, one, is the Ramsay character crazy or not? Like, he's crazy, right? Yeah, like, absolutely. He's crazy. He didn't get uncrazy in between, like, the last time we saw him and now, right?
He's crazy, but he will also shut the fuck up whenever Roose Bolton tells him to stop eating and listen to what the hell I'm saying. So he's
Because he skinned people alive. That was kind of brutal, actually, to see, like, you know, two human bodies with no flesh on them raised up on like, you know, in a noose thing, because they wouldn't allow him to have what again? It was like something petty, if I remember correctly. But yeah, he's completely out of his mind.
And then they were showing Reek walking around. So
Can he walking die Reek? Already? I don't. You know, like when you see actors and you don't like their face.
Yeah.
That actor, like, even when he was normal, when he was living with the Starks, I didn't like his face. I didn't like his voice. I always hated that character and actor.
He was pretty obnoxious, but now you just feel bad for him.
No, I don't. I hope he dies.
Oh. Which one was Reek again?
I just posted him in the chat. Joy.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the Greyjoy idiots.
He was a Greyjoy, and he got castrated and beat to a pulp, and...
Don't forget his pinky was peeled.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, so they call him Reek? I always just know him as Greyjoy.
Greyjoy, but then once they broke him, they were testing his loyalty by having him respond to a new name, Reek.
Yeah, not they. He. That one individual guy.
It.
Ramsay.
Yeah, just Ramsay.
You're right.
Yeah. Ramsay, I fucking hate him. He needs to fucking die already. I hate him almost as much as I did Joffrey.
But
he's
think
pretty bad.
The most important part of all of what went on there, you know, Theon popped up and whatnot, and Sansa, when she got to, when she finally got to Winterfell, and she was introduced to everybody, and then she was brought in to her quarters or whatever.
Right. Brought home,
right,
so to speak.
Exactly.
Her room is still there.
The old lady that showed her to her place turned to her and said, "Welcome home, Lady Stark."
Yeah.
the mm-hmm. North remembers.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
That was creepy.
So yeah.
That gave me chills.
That did give me chills.
Kind of, I think, is a foreshadowing of things, disparities to come with. I think the North remembers how the Boltons took
right.
power. And
well, yeah, they completely destroyed Winterfell.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Foreshadowing my foreskin.
They just trashed the shit out of it.
Yeah, so they...
So, yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure that they're happy that Sansa is back in Winterfell, and they're and everyone that remembers is probably all like, okay, we're gonna fucking get this girl into power somehow, and we're gonna let her take over and get rid of these fucking
Vengeance.
awful people
Jugaboos.
That have taken over our little small town.
Vengeance.
Here's the thing, though. I think the whole logic behind Ramsay's dad saying, oh... Well, we'll get us alliances is if you marry a Stark girl. Do you think Stannis gives a fuck about any of that shit? No. They're still in the same amount of trouble regardless of who he marries. Stannis is taking over that entire area.
Well, I'm just hoping that somehow Jon Snow and Sansa can, like, team up or something.
Yes, I was
and
really
fuck.
Hoping.
Wait, what?
No, they're
no. No.
I'm sorry.
I don't think it is.
That's only a Lannister thing.
That's right.
Right.
Lannisters right. only fuck them. Their
I
siblings.
I got super excited.
I got super excited.
Because they're both beautiful.
Yeah.
Jon Snow
we know
knows
he has
nothing.
A thing for redheads.
Yeah, but she's not red anymore. She dyed her hair.
She's even hotter.
Bothers me.
Wait.
I prefer
who?
Red hair.
Yeah. Who likes the red hair and who likes the black hair?
Huge like fan of redheads.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of redheads, but I like the black hair better on her because she's she's pasty and pale and has really bright eyes. And
exactly. Pasty, pale, red.
No, see, I like the red.
Black hair.
Red.
Gotta go red.
You're wrong, Sean.
No, I'm never
Get
wrong.
Out of this house.
Okay. I do like the black, but I think I prefer the red on her.
African-American.
Oh,
please.
Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry.
Feed the chickens.
Feed them right now. Oh,
feed them. Bring it back. Feed them.
That's two jokes that anybody listening to this podcast will never get.
Do you think that Arya will ever team back up with her family, or is she just like off on her own now?
I think she's off on her own for the rest of the book series.
Like she'll never see Sansa.
Right.
Again. Yeah.
Like I thought for a brief, small moment that Brienne would somehow reunite Arya and Sansa, and like she would just gather up the children, but each one of the children was like, no, fuck you, tall blonde bitch, get out of my way. I'm fucking vengeancing over here.
Yeah.
I think the fact that Brienne is not giving up and she's still sticking to the oath is going to show somewhat of like some like light. Then they'll be like, I second guess you. I misjudged you. You are fucking awesome. Take this motherfucker out, please.
I think that's probably going to happen, but hands
go
up.
Go Dolphins.
If you think that Brienne and Podrick are going to fuck eventually.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Right?
My hand's
Come
up.
Come on.
My hand's up.
No.
It's gonna, I feel it's going to happen.
A bigger Amazonian woman hooking up with some slight pudgy
she
short
already
guy.
Warmed up to Podrick.
He's
with
not pudgy.
Big
are you
dick. Remember, he's fucking huge.
That's right. No, he's packing. Cut. I forgot about that, John. You're right.
Yeah, remember, the hookers gave their
I don't
money
know why
back.
I'm so excited about it, but.
Yeah, Arya was even checking him out before they got separated.
That's right.
It's like, oh shit!
They are totally gonna fuck, and she's going to mention the size of his junk.
I don't think they're gonna fuck. I don't think so.
I think they are.
No,
not with her bad luck. She's been having terrible luck. She goes,
but
over
that's
exactly.
the thing. So, she's gonna be down on her luck. She's gonna be looking for somebody to give her some support, and Podrick is gonna be right there,
down on her luck, but down to fuck. I still don't buy it. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I think she gave a long-winded story of how. People made fun of her when she was going to that ball and, you know, she thought that she was the belle of the ball because everyone was making fun of her. And then a prince comes over and pities her and then dances with her the rest of the night to shut up everyone. Podrick's going to be like, I'm going to treat her like the belle of the ball. I'm going to be that
like
prince.
That prince was
that
friendly.
They kind of like showed why she was so loyal to a gay guy earlier on.
Renly Baratheon.
Renly, that's what it was. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Forgot his name. But like, I kind of like that. Like, it's like a little mini backstory. I'm like, oh, that's why she was so broken up over him dying.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it makes sense.
She might be tall, but she has a good heart.
Probably good pussy too. I want to fuck her.
I bet you do.
Am I the only one?
She will beat the shit out of
you. Every week I say this, and everybody goes with me on this one.
No, I agree with you, dude, because I like them freakishly tall or ridiculously short.
Hey, girl.
She's going to fuck you, all right. She's going to take a rock. She's going to beat you over the head with it until you fall off a cliff and break your leg. That's what's going to happen. She don't take
no
shit.
That's called love. Oh, that's stone love with a number one son, quoting Pepper.
Domino in the chat actually is guessing that Podrick might give his life up for somebody. Like, he'll probably die.
He's loyal. They got to fuck first. She's got to have that big dick.
It's not going to happen.
She's got to, like, they've got to have that moment, and then she'll be brokenhearted.
She's got to fall in love with him, and then he dies. Right. Or she dies.
Get that dick. Just that huge Podrick Squire fat throbbing dick.
You got to get that dick out one more time before he dies.
Just at least once. He made hookers come, for fuck's sake. Come on.
Yeah.
We're putting that thing to waste.
That's right.
Some dopey sounding name like Podrick would have a giant dick.
It's huge.
It sounds like he has retard dick.
I have a pod dick. A pod dick. I give you hookah.
Oh, and hold on. Did it happen where my man Dinkles. Met up with met up with that traitor guy that was helping out?
Well, that was like the last scene of the
Traitor Joe.
Yeah. Traitor Joe, yeah. So
Jorah Mormont.
Captured him, right?
Before we get into that, can we back up a little bit, the fact that, like, you know, they cut to, they haven't talked about him all episode, and then they go to him apparently losing his mind with the eunuch in the thing, but why couldn't he fuck that hooker?
I know.
Are you serious? Because it reminds him of the girl that he fell in love with, the one that called him her lion, and he had to kill.
Killed. I didn't even think about that. Yep. You know what? I'm dumb. You're right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you are dumb.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that frustrates me about the Dinkles is that he's supposed to be the god of tits and wine, but every time he gets presented with a hot piece of ass, he always backs off because I've got to be honorable. I don't want to have sex with Sansa, or I forget about Shay and a blah, 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 blah. It's kind of annoying.
You want him to fuck a 14-year-old?
Well, yeah,
I mean, yeah, because before he got put into prison, like, they like set him up, and basically he was kind of sort of married to Sansa, and he was like, I'm not going to do it. I can't.
Well, it was a little bit different because he really did like go, that was fucked up that my idiot nephew chopped off the girl's father's head. Yeah. So.
I think he likes having sex and enjoying women, but Sansa was so mousy about everything that he didn't want to feel like a rapist.
But yeah, but when that was going on, he was still in love with the hooker. She was still alive, obviously. You know,
good point.
Love with the hooker.
So I guess it was kind of twofold. Like, he likes someone else, and also, like, Sansa really did creep him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, Tina, you read the books, and don't give it away, but tell me if this girl's even important or if I should even pay attention to her. Remember in that scene where he was walking through the market after he was like, I got to get some air, and he's walking through the market, you know, with all the slaves and everything, and there was that sort of androgynous-looking Asian girl who was, like, preaching to all the other slaves. Is she important or not? Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about...
She's basically preaching about the mother of dragons and how they're going to be saved by her, right? Towards the end of the
episode. Yeah, that girl. By the way, first of all, she's looks very familiar. I think I've seen her on like some kind of a Fast and the Furious movie.
She was Aoki from Kill Bill. Sin City.
Right, and she's also in the Wolverine movie.
She was the assassin in the Wolverine movie.
Yeah, X-23, and she's also on Arrow as Tatsu Yakumo.
Who Dutch is thinking of, and I'm going to bring it back full circle, is when I worked on Too Fast, Too Furious, the fucking cunt that had too much acne on her face was impossible to work with, and she said, oh no, I retired from acting.
Huh. Good for her.
Who was that?
Some twat.
Too Fast, Too Furious. She drove the pink S2000.
Different actress, though, I think, John.
Yep. I think that's what Dutch was thinking that she was Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, she was in Dead or Alive.
Yep, she was in DOA.
Okay.
Talk about Michelle.
Now, is who is that, and like, how did she know the Dinkles when she looked over at them?
Everybody knows the Lannisters.
Yeah. Yeah, and plus, everyone knows a midget Lannister.
Yeah.
Have you seen any midgets in
but he has a beard.
You know?
And he was supposed to be lying low. Like, oh, shit.
Well, that height, you can't lie any lower. I say he's a 6'4" tall man.
He really is doing a terrible job of lying low.
Well, I mean, dude.
I know, because he's so tiny.
Here's the thing. Is it like, okay, it's understandable if you want to get out and stretch the legs. How about not go through a market with 1,000 people in it?
Yeah.
Well, he was Yodoing it, Jedi mastering it. He was going, you know, you really couldn't see him unless you looked him dead in the face.
I am not the dwarf you're looking for.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think he was just doing the hide in plain sight, or just like a fuck it, I don't give a shit. I think that's more so.
Yeah, he was trying to drink himself to death, so I don't think he really cares what happens.
If he was a character in Assassin's Creed, he would have been fucked already. Proper fucked, right there, Ash?
Yes,
proper
mate,
fucked.
Proper fucked.
So what's going to happen to him if he gets kidnapped, which he did? So what's going to happen next?
Well, basically, I think Trader Joe wanted... He really was heartbroken in the fact that he fucked over Carlisi, and you saw that when she sent him away.
He was spying
for
Varys.
I think in his mind, it's like, okay, this is what's going to get me back in the good graces. I captured a Lannister.
Ooh, so. Look what I brought you.
I brought you a midget. He repays his debts.
An LP. Come on, guys.
I'm sorry for breaking all the windows, mommy, but here's a puppy. Mm-hmm. Like one of those kind of things.
Yep. You can feed him to one of your dragons.
Even though that's where he was going anyway.
He was kind of, just makes
they're
it easier.
Now.
He's like, well, just shut up. I'm taking you there now.
Maybe it's better for him. Maybe now she won't have a fear of him since he's been kidnapped, as opposed to just walking
on. Right, he's not coming in like this grandiose stage. He's coming in all bound and gagged, so she's going to have a little bit of pity for him.
Right.
Coming in all hot. Oh,
she totally pities slaves. She'll pity the shit out of him.
Oh, I hope they fuck.
You think you think she'll pity fuck him?
No.
I think so.
She likes fucking.
By the way.
She loves it.
The
and
guy
we're talking about Daenerys
right now,
right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, her
do
fucking
now,
back!
Tina?
Holy shit, her that fucking her tiny body needs to get destroyed.
Oh yeah,
Dario
Khaleesi's fuck buddy is hot as hell.
Oh fuck, show me his ass some more. Yeah, that's awesome.
Pretty much all of them in that area are just like, we're just gonna be sexy models that don't know how to speak well.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all the Zoolanders. They're the Zoolanders of Westeros.
They can't turn left.
Pop.
It's a Lannister pop.
Drag man. Drag man.
Oh my God.
What is she going to do with that extra dragon that's just flying around? How is she going to catch it? Like, once the dragon's out, or is she not going to catch it? Is that dragon just going to be like the one free dragon that makes fun of the two entrapped dragons?
Oh, there's so
But what
pissed.
About male dragons?
Didn't you lot talk about, I'm just trying to confuse it. I'm confusing myself now because I'm not sure if you talked about it on this show or guy at work had the idea that the little Raspberry Ripple cripple kid is going to get the dragon to fly around on. Wasn't it talked about on this show?
Oh, no, we didn't talk about that.
No, we haven't brought that up, no.
Okay. Did you call him Raspberry Ripple?
Yeah, it's rhyming slang. Hello, I'm London.
are you referring
Ding
to Bran?
Ding dong the kiddly do.
You're talking about Bran. You called Bran Raspberry Ripple.
Yeah, because it sounds like cripple.
Yes.
So
Bran, who's no longer in anything anymore because he hasn't been written in, you think that he's gonna
get the dragon
instead of a raven? Go for a dragon.
Yeah, because they were saying that. Because literally, my friends who sort of watched the
show, that would be amazing.
And he's saying about the fact that he's supposed to fly or something, and it's like this dragon is gonna go.
They did say that.
You will not walk, but you will fly.
Yeah. So, hello. Here's this dragon that basically isn't paying attention to or listening to Khaleesi anymore, and here's this little kid who can't walk.
Right.
Two and two.
Holy shit.
Well, I guess he would have to hone his skills. Like he would need his Yoda to hang out with for a
Hodor.
While.
Hodor.
Yeah, they need to Yoda and Luke Skywalker it for a while as Hodor and Bran and figure out how to get into a dragon's head.
Here's my theory. I think that obviously Daenerys/Khaleesi/ whatever she's called these days.
Misa.
Obviously doesn't know how to handle dragons, her country or whatever. the Dinkles is going to come in and teach her how to do all of that. And through her being able to like teach all this stuff, I feel like the dragons are going to become his puppies. And that's how he gets his actual, you know, big man power.
Nice.
So I don't think Brant will do it, but I think the Dinkles will eventually control at least one of the dragons.
Dinkles.
You think Dinkles can control
over,
a dragon?
Over the man who's a wog and can control animals, you think
I can see some sort
I think Sean's got beef with that.
What do you have beef with this? What happened? What's wrong with my theory, Sean?
Do you even watch the show? Like,
what did I do?
Oh, am I allowed to speculate? What happened? What did I do wrong?
You think that the Dinkles is going to control a dragon.
I think he will help her get her mojo back, and through that,
oh,
the
you
dragons
think he's
going
to fuck
become...
Khaleesi to be like, yeah, how Stella got her groove back type of thing.
Took you long enough.
It did.
I think that he will help her get her mojo back, and then she will wrangle them in, and then they will eventually become a couple, and as a power couple with their children dragon, once the divorce happens, he takes at least one of them.
So he's a dragon fluffer.
Or he's House of Cardsing it.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
By the
I've
way,
I've never seen the show, but I agree with that.
House of Cards is now a verb, and it's called House of Cardsing it when you take over and become president.
Oh, there you go.
Or at least climb to the highest level of power.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see some sort of union or alliance eventually forming, I don't know, in 2020 at Series 18 or something. With, you know, Khaleesi and her dragons, and then Brant with his... It was Brant? Brant? Brant.
Brant.
Brant with his yeah. dragon that he might get.
Raisin Brant.
Yeah, Raisin Brant. I prefer Nature Valley. And, you know, those lot all together against, basically...
Oh, so you think he's going to find a new set of dragons?
No, I mean, he's going to get the one dragon, and then eventually going to make a union with Khaleesi, and then... Peter Dinklage, he's going to be with Khaleesi as well in some sort of political
advisory role.
Yeah, advisory role, and then basically they're going to be one big unit, and then it's somehow they're going to bring in Jon Snow and the people from the north against...
And then his dogs will learn how to run on the dragons, yeah. and the dogs will run the dragons, yes, and it'll indeed. Be a dog-dragon team yeah. where they'll take over everything. Yeah. Got it.
You brought up something earlier that I haven't thought about. They haven't talked about the direwolves. At least the last half of last season and not at all this season.
No, the direwolf showed up for like a split second in one of the three episodes. I remember seeing it.
This year?
The war episode?
Well, no, I mean, he's just kind of around in the on the wall.
I haven't seen him at all in the last, I want to say, eight episodes. Am really? I wrong in assuming
or
that?
Maybe it was mentioned? I don't know. No. I feel like there wasn't one mention of the direwolf just like in passing in one of the three episodes.
I think I remember what you're talking yeah. about. He was walking around the actual Castle Black, but they did have one of the direwolves, the main one, attack a whole bunch of those Thens during the Watchers on the Wall episode. That was last season. So,
right, but that was close to eight episodes ago. You know what I mean? Like they were a part that of the show that was constantly being brought back, and you haven't seen them in a while.
Oh, that's because their lawyers negotiated really good contracts for the dogs. Oh. It's kind of like child labor, but threefold because it's dire wolves and they're really hard to maintain. Like they only do like
they are
one
kind of
scene
in danger at this point.
Yeah, no, I mean, but they're really stuck up. Like,
so they put a pause in the contract.
Somebody smack him in the face right now.
No. Chickens.
That was adorable.
Someone pinch his cheeks all sweetly. Oh. There you go.
Done.
Yeah, Domino in the chat saying Jon Snow and Arya do have live dire wolves. Sansa's got killed and Bran's is maybe still alive. Not sure.
Oh, Sansa's got killed?
I think, that sounds
killed.
Right.
Killed.
Remember the dad had to kill it? It was in the first...
I know
was it Arya's that killed or was it Sansa's? It was in the first season.
Everything that Sansa loves dies.
Yes.
Yeah, because I know in real life she actually adopted the dog. So.
Oh, that poor girl needs some dick.
But not Ramsay's dick. That's the bad dick to get.
She needs the Dickle's dick.
Because if she gets Ramsay's dick, it's going to be Reek's dick because he cut it off.
Oh, you think he's going to fuck her with that dick?
No.
Oh, you think he kept that dick?
Probably did.
Ew. What?
You know, watch him be like a really sweet guy to like her because of a political aspect, and like he's probably got really good. Like he probably has like a nice thick one, not like long, but like thick, like a Coke can.
I'll tell you,
he just fucks the shit out of her. Like, oh, and she loves it.
Do you think he keeps the dick in a jar so when at their night of whatever she catches a glimpse of it, he explains with it as like a trophy, a and then she's jar. Like, all right,
it's in
fuck,
a,
and he's gonna end
it's
up killing
in a wooden
her, or
box.
Him.
It's in an intricate wooden box. But here's the other thing too, which I'm pretty sure this happened during the episode, is that when they were formally introduced at Winterfell and Ramsay Snow was being all cordial and very nice to meet you, all of his other ladies were giving her the death stare. So
yeah, they were.
They're just as crazy.
What was that?
Crazy.
Was it her the death stare or him?
No.
I thought it was towards him.
I thought it was towards her.
Yeah.
Because they think
yeah.
she's competition. So I'm sure that they're probably as crazy, if not crazier, than he is.
Because he's still a lord, right?
Like, that's right. Because remember the previous episode from last season, like their fun thing to do was to run through the woods and kill one of his other girls he didn't like anymore. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Those are the power hungry girls, the ones that just suck up to a prince because of the title.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, this guy is a little more psychopathic than anyone else because he breeds people to be the type of people he wants to have around. Hence, why he was able to turn the Greyjoy kid into Reek. And then get these girls to literally run through the woods with him and do a fox hunt on one of his other girlfriends at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, he might just be the one to turn. Like I said earlier, I thought he might be the one to turn Sansa. She might love him eventually, like a Stockholm syndrome kind of thing. If anybody could do it, it'd be him.
I think it would probably be the situation where they're going to accelerate the North remembering to try to help Sansa out so that before Ramsay can even get a chance to do that to Sansa, they're going to uprise, or maybe Stannis Baratheon comes over and beats everybody's ass at Winterfell. So,
yeah, I kind of feel like that at some point Sansa really does need to catch a break, and she's going to get it soon.
Poor girl.
I hope so. I sure hope so.
Because too much shit has happened to her. There's really not a whole... Like, she thinks she lost everyone, and she's already back home. And at this point, she's pissed, and she has Littlefinger kind of guiding her to, you know, play the game, play the politics, just, you know, toe the line and get what you deserve.
Right. But he's so manipulative. Fuck.
Yeah, he's been setting stuff up from the very beginning.
He really has. Right. He's been involved in a lot of shit, and probably we only know half the shit that he's been involved with to date, because... Every time he speaks, you learn something else about him. We're like, oh, fuck. He was involved with that? Mm-hmm. Man, this guy's been everywhere.
Such a great slick. Character.
Oh, yeah.
He really is. I can't wait to see more of his backstory.
Yeah.
Do you think he loves Sansa as a child, or he's in love with Sansa because he remembers Sansa's mom?
He doesn't love anybody. He loves playing the game.
He loves Caitlyn.
Yeah, he
loves Caitlyn Stark.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He loves Caitlyn Stark, and so I guess he's got some sort of a fatherly uncle figure love towards her simply because of the fact that he's missing her. And that's not done yet. He's going to get back at everybody that had anything to do with that.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Ooh, good point.
And I think that he loves the fact that he has a really, really, really good bargaining chip. And he's a businessman, so he likes to see he only sees Sansa as an asset. But hold on.
There's a reason why you said that. But then again, Mark just brought up a very good point in the fact that, like, everything he has done so far has been about Caitlin Stark.
Yeah.
You know, him wooing her sister, you know what I mean? Like, him doing anything he has done has either been to get her or to avenge her. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
Because you could even say that when Ned Stark got killed, he really didn't do it to get at him. It was to get him out of the equation so that he can go after Caitlyn. So.
Exactly.
Everything
is
for Caitlyn.
Okay, that's probably what motivates... Okay, makes sense.
But I like what we just said about him being a businessman, because I sometimes wonder how he maintains all of his other businesses and all the other lands that he's a part of. Like, he still has fucking brothels going on in downtown that he has to maintain. Like, does he check in every once in a while? Does he
send
pigeons?
The president of the pimps.
He really is. His poop hand is so strong.
So strong.
He's an awesome super. He's the super of Westeros.
Well, that was that guy that, remember when the priest was in the brothel and they came in, the High Sparrows came in and attacked him. There was the guy running that place.
The guy that's sleeping with Marjorie's, what's his name?
Cousin.
Yes.
Sir Loras.
Sir Slow Loras?
No, Sir Loras.
Sir Loras.
But yeah, outside of brothels, does he make money any way else? Or does he just...
How would you really need to make any more? That seemed like that was a really good industry in this particular world.
Well, plus he doesn't need any more money because now he's Lord of the Iron because he just pushed his wife into that little hole and took his...
Good point.
His stepkid and is going
to... Oh, he pushed him through the moon door.
The moon door, because I want to see him fly. And he sent his kid to summer camp, a.k.a. fighting with a sword until the end of time.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's for the summer. Winter is coming.
Okay, and speaking of brothels and everything, and this really isn't a big point or anything, but I thought it was kind of funny that they had a prostitute that looked like the Mother of Dragons. Oh, yeah, everybody wants her.
Oh, right. Yeah. The long blonde haired
woman.
With her
ass showing, I was like, what the fuck is that? Okay, of course it's not, but damn.
I got
cool.
A little chubby from that.
Of course you did.
Just a little chubby. But
that's
I guess that's the
gimmick.
The whole idea behind that entire like scene was her name has kind of like just exploded in everybody's ear, at least in that, you know, in the eastern region.
Yeah.
So
that's like catering to Mickey Mouse or the Avengers or something for present day, like having the character wandering around like, oh, everyone wants a picture with Mickey.
Yeah.
$10. Oh, $10 for
that.
A photo.
Right. Instead of taking a picture with Mickey, you get to fuck Mickey.
Ooh!
Now, no, Sean.
But it's not an official Disney Mickey. It's the Mickey Mouse that's dirty in Times Square.
No, it's Mickey Rooney.
It's not Khaleesi, it's Chaleesi. That's not good.
Oh, no.
With a K.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm really interested to learn more about the whole high priest thing and the sparrow thing and the religious things and...
I don't share your sentiment on that one. I think that storyline stinks.
I love the magic part of it. I like the cult. I like the magic. I like the all that other stuff that they only ever allude to. Like, fucking explain it. What's your mythology?
The immortal
I don't
stuff,
know.
Yeah.
What is? I think I liked all the other storylines. Like, I would rather keep some of the older ones on and not have this one spring up. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather have the brand one keep going have that one drop and have this one go on.
But what's the one? What is Cersei's cousin, the one that helped to get rid of Robert Baratheon when he took him out on the pig hunt? So
who she also slept with.
Right, who she also slept with in the three-way.
The guy that's actually—he's
just—he's into that
sparrow.
Cult.
Yeah,
yeah. Cult. So
I think that's why they had him in that. Is like a lead in to said storyline. You know what I mean? Like they had to have some way to get into it.
Yeah, true.
I was just going to say the bad thing about the show is it's like 10 episodes a season. We really need to sort of Naruto or Dragon Ball this and basically just have like dozens and dozens of episodes just to go into all the backstory of the whole world because it's one great big world. Full of information that we all want to know about. We all want to know.
Are you going to like make it into Lord of the Rings wherever after a while they write the Silmarillion that no one reads?
Yeah.
And it has all these architectural like historical document books. Like you're reading history books within a mythological land.
Well, yeah. Well, apparently the book series already does that. Like, I mean, Tina, you were saying earlier that like I guess it gets really meandering after a while when you're actually reading this stuff.
Ramcat had said I read the books. I've actually only read half of the first book.
Okay, well then.
She's getting there. She's
but
getting there.
I have
Pace
heard
yourself,
that is
guys.
True.
Pace yourselves.
Pace yourself.
Much better.
Well, after reading half the first book, are any of the spoilers out there? Like, we want to know about this whole mythological thing.
Let me tell you
what's going on.
Let me tell you something else. You guys are busting your chops, but she's reading at a much faster pace than George R. R. Martin's ever going to write the next damn book. So
that's true.
To be fair, his fingers are so fat.
So fat.
They're so fat. And he's so old.
He's old.
He probably is so entertained by the show, he's sitting back just waiting to see what happens next and so he can write about it.
I wonder
it.
How they're going to take this. Maybe they can help me write it.
Oh.
That just reminded me, because I've seen a few interviews with him and they were talking about that, you know, the two main producers on the show who basically were on to run what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. And before he turned over the rights to, you know, the series to them, and I've heard this in multiple interviews, he asked them both, and this is only, I think, after he wrote the fourth book, he said to them, who do you think Jon Snow's mother is? And apparently both guys separately gave him the right answer. So I want to turn the question to you guys. Who's Jon Snow's mom? Because we're into season five.
Oh, it's his mom.
Don't tell us if you've read it.
I haven't read the books. I haven't read the books. I've been watching the show.
And okay.
They didn't talk about that in the first four episodes of anything. But this was just a theory that I've been
speculating. He's Jesus. He has no mom.
Right, right. That's my whole point. I want to hear everybody's theory. So go ahead, Sean.
Jon Snow is not Ned Stark's son. He is Ned Stark's sister when she was taken away by Rhaegon Targaryen, the Mad King. Everybody says that she was kidnapped and then raped. I believe that Jon Snow is the child that resulted from Rhaegon Targaryen and and Ned Stark's sister.
And so he just took him under his wing and said,
because Ned Stark,
I'll bear the shame.
He was a stand-up guy.
Remember, Ned Stark is, everybody that talks about Ned Stark says that he was the most honorable man in Westeros. So it doesn't make any sense for his character to cheat.
To cheat on his wife.
Whether he loved, you know, whoever or not or whatever.
Well, then why didn't he let her know? Because she still had a problem with it.
Maybe she knew about it.
She might have.
No, she didn't. Nope, she didn't. Because if you remember, because I actually went back and watched season one while I was on a break this year, waiting for this season.
Oh no,
just
he didn't tell her
in case I missed something. I don't. She was still bitter about it.
She had a grudge.
Yeah, she didn't like. But I think that was he kept that he had to keep that secret
from her.
From her, so that it didn't get, because he was the only one that could know.
Right.
Because. Jon Snow could technically be the offspring of Rhaegon Targaryen and be the true heir to the Iron Throne.
Did they mention that in the movie that apparently his sister was captured and raped by Rhaegon Targaryen? Because I don't remember that movie. Sorry, show. I don't remember that. Was that in the book?
That sounds like something that might have happened. I don't know. I believe Sean.
No, it's in the show.
I believe you.
Because he said he hasn't read
it. It sounds familiar.
No, I have not read the books.
What was that, Dana?
He said he hadn't read the books. I want to say I remember it from the show.
Okay.
At some point. There's just so much story.
There's a lot of story.
Uh-huh. So good.
It's a lot to keep in one's head.
See, my first thought would be that it would be the Red Witch.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say as well.
Because the way she was looking at him when they were going up in the elevator at the White Wall, you know, at the end of last season, mm-hmm. like, didn't look. She wasn't looking sexual at him. There was a different look about it.
Motherly concern.
I suppose that if one were to seduce Ned Stark, it probably would be the Red Witch.
To be that hot Dutch redhead.
I'm kind of thinking it's her too. It just seems to fit. Well, even what Sean said.
They did pause on the look she was giving him, like trying to tell us something. I'll give you that.
Right?
I'll give you that. There was a pause, and we were all noticing how she was looking at Jon Snow. But I was just thinking that she just wanted that Jon Snow dick.
Yeah.
She wanted that dick.
Who doesn't want that? But
she wants to know something. That's for sure.
She wants him to know her.
Am I the one who was like super sad when his redheaded girlfriend died?
Yeah, because she's really hot.
You get sad when any redheaded woman dies.
I loved her so much. That character ruled. I loved it.
Yeah
she was pretty sweet. Ygritte.
It was sad. I really liked that she tempted Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know nothing.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Apparently that waterfall in the middle of like Winterland was like heated.
Yeah.
How was that scene?
The caves.
It's like Iceland.
Right.
Hot caves. They never wanted to leave.
Over the wall, it's just as nice as Iceland.
Did you guys see that video with Jon Snow and Seth Meyers?
Yeah, we played that. I think that was on the first episode of this.
Yeah, I think we played that.
It was fantastic.
Dinner party thing, right?
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. It was the kid killing, wasn't it?
Well, I think we are coming up to the end of the show, Dutch. I don't know if we have outro music prepared. I know, John. I know, John. It's so sad.
I'm pretty sure we covered everything.
I think we did.
Well, being that we're all the second mics on a show where the three main hosts aren't here, meaning Dennis, Ariel, Mitch, but...
I don't think Mitch is the main mic.
I thought he was.
No, Dennis and Ariel and some other people started it up, and neither one of them want to be on the show anymore. But we still like it.
Yeah, like, I don't know why Dennis doesn't want to do it. I mean, it was cool last week when we had Ariel on, because she brought a lot to the table, and it was fucking awesome.
Are we wrapping up?
I can't find the wieners thing.
I got my wiener right here. Does that help?
Yeah, mine's to you too.
Oh, producer.
I don't have it here. I've looked in both my computers, and I don't have the wiener thing. Do you have it?
Check this file called YouTube.
I thought we had it in YouTube, the actual thing, like professionals.
Go to YouTube,
like,
and Google South Park wiener song, and you find this.
When did you put it in there?
Don't talk to me about professional. You've been off the show the entire night, so shut your fucking mouth.
It's not my show. I don't need to be here.
You could at least help us out.
Yeah, how about we not argue and just cut out the show?
You can squint your eyes all you want. I really don't care.
But this is the best obviously part. Don't care.
Right before King Joffrey gets poisoned, everyone flops their wieners all around his face.
Wiener, 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 w